The city of Newburgh held a public hearing Monday night to present its draft report on police reform. It's part of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's executive order requiring local police agencies to modernize their strategies and programs based on community input. After listening to public input, council members weighed in with their thoughts. First, there was a lot of discussion about a portion of the city's adopted right-to-know law, under which information on community members was being collected via field activity sheets. Newburgh City Manager Joe Donat announced at the start of the public hearing that the measure was shelved.
The reason other information was being requested was for us to keep diligent records of the interactions. Nonetheless, I certainly understand the concerns out there, so this is, I guess you could say, tabled for the moment.
That was welcome news to residents, but the all-Democratic City Council could not reconcile how the data collection got to where it did. City Council Member Karen Mejia says collecting personal information was not the intent of the Right to Know law.
It was simply supposed to be the handing out of a business card. How it got commingled with the request for data, it's a mystery to me.
There were already supposed to be business cards printed up for officers to hand out, and that hasn't yet happened. Councilmember Anthony Grice.
I had asked for that data. However, I was not the only person that asked for that data. There were, I believe, some other elected officials, and there were some leaders of some organization that asked for the data. However, we never asked for the personal identification of that data of name and date of birth and address.
Council members talked about communication or lack thereof among city officials and, as City Council Member Ramona Monteverde says, with the public.
We have to get better with our messaging and how we engage the community for input. Unless we do that and we get that down, it's going to be a moot point. And I think at the end of the day, we all want the same thing, you know, the police reforms.
Councilmember Robert Sklars.
The gathering of this data was not nefarious. There was no hidden agenda. It was designed to gather information to improve policing. You know, throughout this process, we may disagree on policies. We may disagree on procedures. 2020 is finally over. In 2021, we need to keep our discussions civil and professional. There's no place for vulgar name calling of city staff on social media. We need to put that juvenile behavior behind us.
Councilmember Omari Shakur launched a verbal attack on City Police Chief Butch Amthor, blaming him for the data collection and more broadly poor police community relations. Shakur has had issues with the police.
It's going forward, we need to see about a new police chief because right now he has destroyed it. I'm telling you right now, listen to our community. If more people were able to speak tonight, they would tell you this man had destroyed a relationship with this community.
Councilmember Patty Sophocles defended the police chief.
I don't know what to say more than I just don't like the attacks. I really don't. He's a good guy. His intent is good. Our city manager's intent is good. Our corporation council. I think we have a really good thing going on here. But just a little bit of negativity can destroy it.
Newburgh Mayor Torrance Harvey.
I think that the police chief has done some great work since he's been here in August. I think that, you know, we all can disagree without being disagreeable. I understand some of Councilman Shakur's, you know, sentiment and some of his point of view. I do think and agree with Councilman Sklars and Councilmember Sophocles that, you know, there's no room for vulgar language. There's no room for personal attacks.
In the end, he says there are numerous positive aspects to the draft police reform package for his city, a plan that must be adopted by April 1st. For more on the public hearing and community input, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.